talking about the, did you remember before they had electricity, you had to burn
kerosene, flames.
Did you ever call anything but kerosene?
Cool.
All right. Now, when that was, did you ever make a lamp like this using a bottle or a can and a rag?
No, I never tried that.
Okay. And you came over here, you drove over here in a
car.
And if you take the car into the gas station, they might put it
on the rack.
And then get under it and
grease.
Yeah. And so you you had him do that, and you say yesterday he
greased the car.
Yeah. And if the surface of something has kind of like that, you say
rough.
Yeah. Well, you were talking about that egg being slick, that rotten egg being kind of slick. You might say it's slick, or you might say something like that. You might say it's kind of greased.
Greased.
Yeah. It's kind of feels kind of
slick and greasy.
Yeah. And you might, and they give the car a grease job, or they might also change the
oil.
And now they have. We're talking about tires before. They might. Nowadays, tires is much simpler. But before, they used to have something inside the tire that kept the air.
The inner cube.
All right. And if someone built a boat and then took it down to the water and put it in, you might say he's going to do what with that boat? He's going to.
Going to sink.
Yeah. Well, let's hope it doesn't sink. Yeah. If it, yeah. Would you use something? He's going to put the boat in the water. Would you ever use something like launch the boat? Is that word at all familiar to you? Launch.
Well, I guess so. I just don't fool around the lakes or
right.
Anything like that.
Was there a river nearby when near your farm when you?
No.
So you,
we only had the, what we called creek, and run through the farm.
Did your brothers, your father, ever go out in any kind of boats in the creek?
No. It was just, well, a lot of people might call them a branch. It was just very small, you know, enough to water just stop.
It wasn't big enough for a boat.
Oh, no. Huh.
But what would you call a boat with two oars?
Canoe.
Now, would that have a flat bottom? Could that have a flat bottom?
I think so. I don't
know
okay. Too much
that's
about them.
If a child's running around and getting in, it's having difficulty finding its clothing, the mother might call the child, here, clothes, here.
Here's your clothes.
Sure. And if you're talking about a great deal, as you say, someone said, did it rain much? Say it rained a lot. You know, did it rain much yesterday? You say, yes, it
poured.
All right. How do you use the expression, or do you use the expression, right smart?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I've heard the right smart all my life.
All right. How do you use that, for example? How would you use that in a sentence?
Well, somebody said, did it rain very much here? Right smart.
All right.
No, it's about the best.
Okay. If you're going to pet a dog, and you're going to pet a dog, and then the dog you know, kind of shied away from you, you might say to the dog, come here, I'm not going, I hurt you, gonna hurt you. You want to pet this little dog, you know, but the dog kind of backs away. You might say to the dog, come here, it's all right. I
love you, I'm not gonna hurt.
Okay. And if you're not sure about something, but you want to check it with someone else, you know, you might say to that person, I'm right.